Let's get going, and I believe it's Daniel Calovi. I believe you're first up. So as always, you know, it's 5 minutes, 5 minutes talk, 5 minute questions. If you go over on the talk, then you run short on questions and so on, but I'll try and keep you to time.
So today I'm gonna have a fast catch up on the some of the things I'm seeing, and then the work I'm presenting today is behavioral modes in juvenile zebra. So I work in the Fish VR in the B1 project. And just to briefly introduce the VR, we have a system with four cameras which track the fish in three dimensions. And then some for clever computing, we can use a projector to create an illusion of any 3D environment in the fish. So it's if anybody is used to Star Trek, it's a little bit like a holodeck. The fish is in that environment, and then he perceives everything as if it was 3D. Doesn't matter where he looks. So the research I'm doing is related to the optimal response. So here we have a video courtesy of a previous postdoc, that Beth here from the department. And then in the optomotor response, we usually have these patterns, these spots or circles projected in the floor. And then if they are rotating, the fish tend to follow them. And then if they rotate, if we change the orientation of the rotation, the fish also change their behavior. And this has been largely studied in neuroscience, zebrafish. So there are lots of interest in this kind of experiment, and this has been thoroughly study up until recently, right? Still being studied. So the objective is now having the VR, we want to test the limits of this behavior, right? Is this response to the fish, to the stimulus, an environmental response? Is it a social conspecific response? If we know that in the VR, if you put a virtual fish, that the real fish will follow that virtual fish. So is there any difference between, like, if we put a competition between an automotor response and a social one, will the fish have a preference over one of them? So these are the questions that I'm trying to address. And then this is part of a bigger research, but within 5 minutes, I'm going to present a subset of these results. So here in the experiment, I had the bowl. Right, and then I presented a pattern of dots projected below the bowl, and I had also a virtual fish that could appear at this 3 centimeters depth or and swimming in circles in 11 centimeter radius. Right, so I had some four treatments. So I had two controls, like just the plane rotating, right, and then the plane rotates randomly clockwise or anti-clockwise. Or I had just the fish, so the plane was there, but not moving, and just the fish rotating clockwise or anti-clockwise randomly. Or then I had the competition, right? I could have the floor starts rotating first, and then the fish starts moving opposite, or I have the fish rotating first, and once the real fish starts following the virtual one, then I start to fall in the opposite direction. So this way we could measure if there is some sort of hysteresis, if like, oh, if I started following the plane, is it harder to follow the fish or not? So that was the idea between these treatments. And just to show, like, so this graph will be appear quite a bit in my presentations. So this is a representation of the data I get from the VR. So if I separate the data as depth or radius of the arena, right? It's almost like if I have the full arena and I fold it half on itself, right? And then here we have the density map of where the fish is when there is no stimuli, right? So we see that without the stimuli, the fish likes to stay at the surface, near the edge, but also investigates the bottom, right? So this is the natural behavior of the fish, swimming without any stimuli. And then just to show a little bit if the VR is working properly, right? So these are box plots of the ratio of time it spent following either just the control, right? So but just the plane in this case, so only the plane moving, and then they have different speeds for the plane, 20 degrees per second, 33 or 50 degrees per second. But also I changed the speed of the fish. So we see that, yeah, very consistently, like if the plane is moving very slowly, it doesn't follow that well. But as soon as there is a minimum amount of speed, angular speed, then the fish has a clear preference of following the plane. And then the same with the fish, right? The fish, if you have a virtual fish rotating, then our real one will most of the time follow that a virtual fish. And then here, showing where the fish is staying during these experiments, right? So if I have the control, right, only the rotating plane, I see like somewhat similar pattern to what the fish has when there is no stimuli, right? I call this the teacup handle pattern. So it explores the surface and the bottom, but still it stays mostly at the surface, right, at the edge of the surface. And then when there is only the virtual fish, then the fish is at the same depth of the virtual fish and rotating at the same direction, right? So you see this really concentrated pattern where the virtual fish is, right? And then if we now are looking for the two competition experiments, when the floor moves first or the fish moves first, we see that, yeah, most of the time the fish is following the virtual stimuli, right? And not the floor. I don't have time to go through all the box plots here, but then that's like looking at the different speeds, as I showed you before, that we have a very clear preference of following the virtual fish, so the social kind of stimuli, right? But then in this case, when you had the virtual fish being a little bit faster, I had basically 50-50 of following the plane and following the virtual fish. But then when you look here at the density plot where the fish was, it kind of smooths out and you don't see these details, right? So going back a little bit, we have those patterns that I mentioned, right? So if only the plane is rotating, you have this teacup handle pattern. And then if you only have the fish, the virtual fish, you have this concentrated. So now if we take those experiments and try to separate by the cases where the fish is rotating with the floor or rotating with the virtual fish, what we see is that diffuse graph that we had by separating by those two instances. So I basically have a parameter which shows who you're following, right? And then if you're following the fish and you see where the fish is located, you see that you're very densely located there, so like the concentrated pattern is even stronger, right? But if you're following the plane, then you recover that teacup handle pattern, right? So it seems that we have two kind of behaviors, and you have this switch between following like a target, right? You have like this target mode, or you have this environmental mode where you are following the environment, but you are a little bit all over the place. We can also try to approach what the optomotor response is. So for example, we have an experiment where we put 8 circles equally distance and they were all rotating together, right? And then when we look at where the fish swam, so here in this case, the stimuli was a little bit deeper. It was at 6 centimeters depth and 6 centimeters radius. But we see that the fish, even if you have multiple stimuli, the fish is always following one of them. So it's not a matter, it's not a thing that's like, oh, if there is a single stimuli, it follows that single. At least going to 8, we still have this target mode and not environmental mode. So the question is, how can we go from this target mode to the optomotor response, which is this environmental mode, right? So yeah, just a few more slides. So we just tested with an optomotor plane intersecting the bow. And what we see is that we see a mix of those patterns, right? So you have the teacup handle pattern, but then if you have the optomotor intersecting the bow, now that plane is projected inside, we see that the fish is presenting a mix of these two. So it's trying to follow those patterns, but since we have an opaque plane, it cannot. And then going quickly to the discussion, so we have this target and social mode, we have the exploration and environmental mode, right? And then we have a switch between these two behaviors. So also experiments have been in optomotor have been done mostly in 2D, right? So this is a good candidate to change for 3D experiments and to change how people see optomotor response. It's a good candidate for investigating mutants, which maybe don't have this three-dimensional response. And also collaborations are being made with the neuroscience department, with Armin Bao, to try to characterize what's happening in the brain of the fish when this switch is gone.